Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, good morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
So Michelle came to the party, got the cut, and from what I'm reading, there's more where that came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So, they're ready to act as needed. So, yeah, I thought it was really pragmatic in terms of her comments. So, yeah, they cut rates for the second time this year, did the RBA, down 0.25% to 3.85%. First time since 2023 they've gone below 4%. The cut was widely predicted, Mike, but the fact that they were considering a rate cut of 0.5% wasn't. Obviously inflation's gone below 3%. It's in their target range for the first time since 2021. But yeah, they talked about the uncertainty over the global environment. They've downgraded key economic forecasts, they've lowered projections for growth in exports, business investment, household consumption. They've slashed forecasts for US economic activity. And you look at Australia, they've taken their forecast there for fiscal 2025 down from 2.4% to 2.1%. So, yeah, Michelle Bullock's, you know, very impressive. She said it was a confident cut, but, you know, and acknowledged that the labour market was tight, but said by the same token, they might need to look at their monetary policy due to the global shock created by tariffs, which was very different. So it was really interesting. See, and also I thought it was really interesting how she emphasised how consumption was weak, and that was a key factor in determining the health of the domestic economy, and a certain central bank closer to home might be wary of that next week. Obviously acknowledged real wages have grown, but consumption hasn't. So she actually said things are finally poised. She said if things don't go as expected or worse than expected on the trade front, unemployment could hit 6%, inflation could go either way, markets are pricing in another 2 to 3 rate cuts, but I'm just wondering if they're considering 0.5%, their economy is in a far better position now, and our consumer is a lot weaker, and then what's the RBNZ going to do next week? So no pressure, Mike.
Interesting. Hong Kong, 18% on the world's biggest IPO for the year. That's not a bad debut, is it?
That's not bad at all. So capital markets are alive and well. So this company is a bit of a mouthful, Contemporary Amperex Technology, KATL for short. So they list in Hong Kong, biggest IPO this year globally, as you mentioned, worth nearly $5 billion. So the biggest maker of EV batteries in the world. They supply Tesla, likes of Volkswagen, Ford and Mercedes. So shares are already listed on the Shenzhen Index in China, but there's a lot of interest in how they'd go in Hong Kong given current geopolitical storms. They're caught in the crossfire, so to speak. The Pentagon's actually blacklisted and they claim they've got links to the Chinese military, which they've denied. But yeah, the share's got a way to a cracking start, up sort of over 16% on its first day. Investors overlook the trade frictions. And look, fair enough, it's got a great story. Sales, $50 billion last year, income of $7 billion. They're growing in Europe. They want to target an $8 billion expansion there. Margins juicier. They're improving things. They've unveiled batteries that can go over 500 kilometres of range in 5 minutes in terms of charging, and up to 1,500 kilometres on a full charge. So, and listing was notable in that single-handedly doubled Hong Kong's proceeds from listings this year, and might encourage other companies to go public. So let's see. But yeah, lots of obstacles before this listing. In April, a congressional committee in the US said, called on JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America to stop working on the listing because of the alleged military links. Both American banks stuck with the deal. They'll be happy, as will investors.
Okay, then we got Tower. I'm always, Kaz, yes, good for the business, but you know who pays for it, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. So look, it was a strong half-year result from investors' point of view. Shares are up a couple of percent. So net profit after tax, $61.7 million. That was up on $36.6 million a year ago. Better than expected claims performance, improved weather helped. Gross written premiums, they were up 4%, supporting margins. Although what was interesting as well for policyholders is that premiums for house and motor, they appear to be moderating, so perhaps some cost relief there. Their large events allowance for this year is $50 million. They've used $3 million for the Dunedin flooding. They've got $4 million for Cyclone Tam, so there's a bit of a buffer there, although you never know with our weather. Full-year profit looking between $70 and $80 million, but poised to note that, and the chairman sort of dwelled on this, that the profit would have been higher, but there was $6 million in after-tax charges for the Christchurch earthquakes. So 15 more claims.
Amazing, eh?
So he's calling on the government to put on a time limit, talks about the self-perpetuating gravy train and, how private insurers should be involved end-to-end. So, look, I guess policy, and I'd know this actually first-hand, policyholders didn't choose to be hit by the Christchurch quakes, but perhaps does raise questions over the model. And they've also said that proposals for a 50% increase in the National Hazards Commission levy wouldn't sit too well. They reckon it would take taxes and levies to 56% of an average premium. So, okay. Yeah, some thought there.
Give me some numbers.
Dow weaker today, down 0.2%, 42,690 as things stand. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both down 0.4%. FTSE 100 still reveling in that news with the deal with Europe, up 0.9%, 8781. Nikkei up 0.1%, 37,529. ASX 200, like that RBA cut, up 0.6%, 8343. NZX 50, we're up 0.1%, 12,644. Gold, a really good session, up $56, 3,285 an ounce. Oil flat, 62 spot, 65. Currency markets, Kiwi against the US dollar, 59.2, down slightly. Up against the A-dollar, 92.2. Pound sterling, we're down, 44.2. Japanese yen, we're also a bit lower, 85.6.
Okay, mate. Go well. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.